Secretary Gates says NATO must address the narcotics issue because the money it generates funds a variety of insurgent groups. Currently, fighting the drug trade is specifically not part of the mission of U.S. and NATO troops.
It seems to me that if we or ISAF encounter the opportunity to take out drug labs or to arrest or take action against drug lords, kingpins, that's an opportunity, given how tied in it is with all the other issues in Afghanistan, that that's something we ought to be willing to take on in some way.
Secretary Gates says NATO has been considering such a plan for some time, and he expects discussion of it on the sidelines of Friday's meeting, which will focus on modernizing the alliance. He says the Afghan drug issue could be addressed more formally at the next ministerial meeting in Budapest early next month. Gates arrived in London late Wednesday after a 22-hour visit to Afghanistan, where he heard from U.S. commanders about the complex set of insurgent and terrorist groups they face. The secretary says recent Pakistani efforts to close safe havens the groups have in its border area have had some considerable effectiveness. He also addressed concerns expressed by Afghan officials about a series of incidents in which U.S. airstrikes have accidentally killed dozens of civilians. Secretary Gates conveyed his sincere condolences and personal regrets and says he ordered commanders to be even more careful in their decisions about which targets to bomb. He also says he told the commanders to pay compensation for such deaths, even if they're not sure who died or who is responsible. He said that is an acceptable cost to counter insurgent propaganda about the incidents and will send the strategic message that the United States is a partner and friend of the Afghan people. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.